equal rights that the field belongs to them, but it can only belong to one of them. It can't belong to both of them. Reuben only has the power to give it for a present to one. Like the first one he gave it to, it's his, not the second one. So we do not know which one really owns it right now. So it's not much a case like before. Look, like, so that's the question. How come over here it says Alocha, the Rav Vomi Achloiku? Rav says over here we say Achloiku. Doesn't have to be Mechalik the field. We have to say Achloiku, 50-50. Rashi, the Sveiku, there's no din hamoitzi, therefore it's a regular case of shnei merchus and betalus like, and therefore minasofik we say achleiku. That's what Rav says. Who Shmuel amar no shud de daini. Shmuel says a new halacha of shud de daini. Shmuel says. Right, Rashbam learns li oisoi shiyo noiteya leiv hadayonim. Again, here Bezin does not know which one should go, so whichever one the dayonim's leiv is more noited to, that's the one we give it to. Shaya noisin oyev oikroiva yoiser. No, shud the daini means however the dayanim themselves think should be, even though there's no proof one way or the other way, but there's such a thing as shud the daini, the way the lev of bezdin feels, how they feel they have a right to paskin. Like bezdin feels, listen, we know that Reuven loved Levi, so if it's a question to us now whether Shimon or Levi, who did he really give a present to, we know that he loved Levi, so that's enough of a swear for us to say really meant to give it to Levi, even though there's no proof. But that's just the way we feel. Yosef, the vadlu who gomav yakni lo yitnu as a karka. The shema zocha balakarka b'shaloi. Avgashatayim yachleiku. Now we're saying a svar why Shmuel holds shudu the daini is better than saying yachleiku. Because if you're only going to say yachleiku, bevadi yechon nefer chatzi shleiku din. If you say yachleiku, then for sure half of the property is going to the wrong owner. True, one way to look at it is that the real owner at least will get half. He's not going to lose the whole thing. But our co-partner of the wrong owner is also getting half. So that's not so good, Yachleiku. Shmuel says, better do shudu the daini. Let Bezdin do the way they think is right. The way they think is right, that's the way you can do it. This talk is Machleiku. The way Rashbam says, and the Rashi learns, shudu daini means, we just said, Bezdin has to have a reason to say one way more than the other way. Look at Toysen Chan. Toysen says, no. Nir l'Rabbeinu Tam, l'misha yirtza adayin l'ita, and period. There's such a psak of shudu the daini. When Bezdin does not know what to do, in certain cases they have a right to give it to whichever one they want to. Not because they, like Rashi says, have a feeling that he loved Levi more, so must probably really meant to give it to Levi. Even without that, in the case when it's a pure suffix to Bezdin what to do, there's such a klal of shoot to the daini. That koponim is the steer on Rav Nachman. Here Rav Nachman says when we have a field or a ship, we don't know what to do, we have a new type of psak of called the Olam Gavar, we let those two fight it out. And here it says clearly of Achloikas Rav and Shmuel that either you say Achloiku or else you say a new svar shudu the daini. Bezdin has the right to give it to whichever one they want to, but not that we let them fight it out. Of course, not like Rav Nachman. So where it says no, I'll tell you like this: Ho som leka lemekem alod demilso, ho cho iko lemekem alod demilso. I tell you, there is a big difference. Rashi hosam the beish toros. Here, this last case, it's not possible at all to bring any edis one way more than the other way. Because Lamaisa, both of them have a kosher star. Shimon has a star, the field was given to him today. Levi has a star, the same field was given to him today. So it's not possible to bring any edis more one way or the other way. So therefore, since it's not possible to bring any edis, therefore, there's a psak of either Yachleiku, or else there's a psak of Shudu the Daini. Mashen came by us over here, what's the Shaila? Reuven says this karka belonged to my father. Shimon says this karka belonged to his father. Now, we don't know. Bezdin doesn't know. It's possible that maybe they will find Edim. Maybe one will find the star. Maybe one will find Edis. Hope will find the proof. Therefore, since it's possible for one maybe to find the proof over the other one, therefore Nachman says, there the svar is called the Olam Gavar. Let them fight it out, and they will say the one that has the better proof, he'll win. Therefore, if there is a possible to bring a proof, we say let them fight it out. The one that has the real proof, he'll win out. That's the chilek. That Hosom leka lemekem alo demilsa, hocho iko lemekem alo demilsa. But over here though, you could bring proof. Since you could bring proof, then Rav Nachman says the svar of Kol Diolam Gavar. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.
You were holding the Lamed Hey Yomar Aleph. Two lines down. So the Gemara says, Umay Shino Mehod Etinan. Why is it different than this halacha? In other words, the middle of the shal now that Rav Nachman before said halacha, Rav Nachman said that in the case of Ze Oime Shal Avoisai, Ve Ze Oime Shal Avoisai, Rav Nachman said, Kol Diolam Govar. Let's say two people are fighting. Reuven says, this field belonged to my father, and I yashened it. And Shimon says, no, this field belonged to my father, and I yashened it. And neither of them have edus, neither of them have proof to what they're saying, and neither of them are muchzokim on it. So Rav Nachman said, a new klal of kol diolam govar. We let the two of them fight it out. Whichever one is stronger, he'll keep it. We said that was a machlekes. Some Hashem learns it means that he'll bring better rayas, he'll bring it with proof, with rayas. And some Hashem know it means pasha, they'll fight it out. And the one that's stronger that will win, he'll keep it. And the pshat is because the one that really owns it will fight harder and he'll win. That was Rav Nachman's chiddush. So now the Gemara asks, why is it different than here that we learn not like that? The Tanan, we learned the Mishnah above Mitzvah that says, Hamachlif Porah B'Chamor. If two people are changing over a Porah for a Chamor, Reuven owns the Porah, owns a cow, a pregnant cow, and Shimon owns a Chamor, a donkey, and they want to exchange. So they make like a Kinyan Chalipin. That Reuven that owns the Porah, he's going to go now and make a Kinyan Meshicha in Shimon's Chamor. And as soon as he makes the Meshicha in the Chamor, automatically the Porah goes over to Shimon. That's Bateras Kinyan Chalipin. And now, after Reuven made the Kinyan Meshicha on the Chamor, now Shimon goes to take his Porah that he owns the Porah. And Violda, and when he went to find the Porah already gave birth. And now we have a suffix, when exactly did the Porah give birth? If the Porah gave birth before Reuven made the Kinyan Meshicha on the Chamor, so then Reuven owns the Vlad. Because the Chalipin takes place Bishas the Kinyan on the Chamor. Whereas if at the time when Reuven made the Kinyan on the Chamor, the Porah did not give birth yet, so then the whole Porah, the pregnant Porah, the way it is, goes right over to Shimon owns her. And then if she gives birth later, the Vlad belongs to Shimon. So right now we do not know who really owns this Vlad. Was it still by Reuven, or was it by Shimon already? And the same type of a suffix could be v'chein ha'moiches shivchosoi. If Reuven sells his shivcha kananis that he has, he sells it to Shimon, and she was pregnant. And v'yolda, what happened was Shimon gave money to Reuven. He bought the shivcha with kesef, and by the time later when Shimon went to see the shivcha, she already gave birth. So we have a doubt now, did she give birth before he gave the money, and therefore the kid still belongs to Reuven, or did she give birth after Shimon paid for it, and then the Vlad belongs to him? So it's a suffix who owns the Vlad here. And Zoyma, Reuven says, Achele Macharta Yoldo, she gave birth, or the Porah gave birth before I sold it to you, therefore it still belongs to me. Vizelimer, and Shimon says, no, Mishalakach the Yoldo. What do you mean, it gave birth after I bought it already?